So I don't think this Shiloh applies to anyone here, and if it does, it'll be very interesting. The Zilberstein brings down in his Sefer Chashuke Chemenan Sukkah, Chavchem and Beis, the Gemara brings down in Sukkah, Chavchem and Beis, Chasen v'hashoshvinin b'chen b'nei chuppah p'tur min ha-sukkah, kol shiva. A Chasen and his escortees in the whole Mishpacha, they are putter from Sukkah all 7 days. And this is how the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Simen Tov Reish Mem, Sif Vav. However, the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Laman Gimel, says there on the spot, even though the Shulchan Aruch paskins like that day on the Gemara, there's another day in the Gemara of Zerah that holds that they're chayiv. And this is how the Rush holds. So the Mishnah Brura quotes the Rush. This is the Mishnah Brura's Lashon now. The Yesh Mechayvim also. There are those who obligate him. The Sfirulei, the Efshar Lechol B'Sukkah L'Smeach B'Chuppah. You're able to eat in the Sukkah and still be Mesameach Chasam and Kala. You're still able to be able to do Shever Brachas and be Mesameach Chasam and Kala. You know, so you see some of these Sukkahs, you think they're homes, you know, the nowadays what they could build, you know. V'Alkein, Hiskima Achronim, However, so he says that the Achronim say that even though the Shulchan Aruch says that you're potter from it, you should still, the Chasen and the whole Mishpacha should still sit in the Sukkah. However, they shouldn't make the Bracha of Leishiv B'Sukkah. And then the Mishnah Berurah ends off and says that whenever the relatives are eating with the Chasen and Kala, they don't make the Bracha. However, if they're eating without them, then they should make the Bracha of Leishiv B'Sukkah. So Rav Zilberstein says, I don't know if this is Lamaisa, but he says, this is the question. Should a person push off a wedding that's in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot? Right, you can't get married between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, but there are 4 days in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. Should a person push off the wedding if the wedding falls out in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, so you could be chayiv and sukkah the whole mitzvah, and you could be able to say the whole bracha, right, and be mekabel the mitzvah of sukkah? Or should they get married then? And you look at the present mitzvah right now. You don't look at what's going to be. As we know, the Gemara Bava Kama brings down Lamed Chesam and Beis. Rav Zilberstein quotes it. La'olam yakdim adam nadvar mitzvah shebeshvil laila achas shekin masa bechora letziira kan masa arba doros liyisrael. What does this mean? A person should always try to do a mitzvah. If a mitzvah comes to your hand, you should try to do it as quick as possible. As we know, as we see by Lot's oldest daughter, right? She decided to build up. She wanted to have children through her father, and she decided that one night before her younger sister, and she was over to four doors. So what does a person do? Does a person push off the wedding and be mekayem the whole mitzvah, the mitzvah of sukkah in the fullest way, or no? You should get married then. So Rav Zilberstein says a very interesting thing, and we'll see what he says. He says that if a person can still be able to mekayem the mitzvah of sukkah and still get married, how does a person do that? Just don't eat in your sukkah. Your sukkah, if you just got married, Moshe, if you just got married, Zaki, right? Okay, so you yourself are mechayev in Shavuot Brachos. However, if you eat in your neighbor's house, right, Baruch Hashem, we all have neighbors who are Jewish, that sukkah isn't chayev, that sukkah is not chayev on Simchas Chasam Akala. That sukkah is not chayev in the midst of Shavuot Brachos. So therefore, a person could still get married, And the person of the other sukkah can make the bracha for you, and you could be they could be motzi you. But Rav Zilberstein says, obviously you're not doing the mitzvah sukkah in the fullest way because it's not your sukkah, right? We have a mitzvah to build your sukkah and to make the leishiv in your sukkah. So this is how Rav Zilberstein ends off. He says that if the chasen and kala, I mean nowadays, who's deciding right now in the next few days? You know, you tell your parents you're going to pick up a lulav and esrog. You're not going to pick a wife, or maybe you guys are, I don't know. The Maisa, he says that if a chasen kala prepared already for the wedding, and they already have the invitations, and they have the band made, and they have everything ready to roll, if they want to get married after Yom Kippur, tzrichim lasus achasna, they need to. They have to do it. Why is Rav Zilberstein says? Because right now they have the mitzvah. They have a mitzvah of being mekayem the mitzvah of peru revu. Right? They have the mitzvah to be able to bring children to be able to bring children into the world on the first night. However, he says, he ends up saying that if the kala is a nida and they're not going to be able to do the mitzvah l'maisa, then he says if they don't care so much, then they should push off the wedding until after Sukkot, so they don't lose the mitzvah of Sukkot. This is how he really concludes. He says l'maisa b'chasan shabo lishos maran hagon Rav Shach Zatzal. Someone once came to Rav Shach and he asked him this kasha. Is it okay for me to get married between Yom Kippur and Sukkot? What did Rav Shach answer back? He said, "Veheshivlo gam ani hischatanti biyam emelo." I actually got married during these days. So Mirtz Hashem, if you guys decide in the next 3 days, whatever, you'll know that you have what to rely on. You have Rav Shach to rely on. But I think it's a very interesting shaila to see. But to see that we should always go from al chayil to always be able to have to share in each other. Semchas Mirtz Hashem, as we head into these days now of Sukkos, Ez Hashem, the days of Yemei Ahava and Simchas Man Simchasenu, Mirtz Hashem.